It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, August 19th, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. The Marlins finished a three-game series yesterday versus the division rival Atlanta Braves. And that pitching matchup yesterday featured just one of the largest age differences between starters this season, as the Braves started two-time All-Star and World Series champion Charlie Morton, who's 37 years old, came in with an 11-4 record and a 3.49 ERA. And on the mound for the Marlins was newly acquired pitcher from the trade deadline, Jesús Luzardo, who's 23 years old, who was 4-5 on the season with a 7.52 ERA and has not had the best starts for Miami since coming from Oakland. And that age gap is 14 years, and it's definitely one to have an eye on. From yesterday's game was a big factor, as you have the young pitcher against the veteran who's been there, who's done that, who's been in the All-Star games, who's won a World Series, MLB team. And yesterday, the game started kind of as a pitcher's duel early on, as both starters refused to give up a run through three innings of work. And in the fourth inning, the floodgates opened up against Miami, as Jesús gave up three earned runs and was then pulled out of the game with the bases loaded and with zero outs. Luzardo did finish the game with three innings pitched, four hits, four earned runs, four strikeouts, and five walks. Yes, most of the walks came in that inning. Only one run was given up in relief. But it's not been great for Luzardo since being traded to the Marlins. And he does need much improvement before the start of the 2022 season. And it's just been very disappointing, as you see what Marte's doing in Oakland, looking like second half MVP candidate over there for the A's. And it's just crazy to see that we haven't even gotten half of what we even expected. It's not been good, but he's still young. The season has been really down for the Marlins, so it's just to see what he has. Maybe it decides that the Marlins, if they want to keep him in the majors, or they want to put him down at AAA, get things adjusted before maybe bringing him up for opening day rotation. But back to the game. The Braves increased their lead to 5-0 after five innings. And Miami, after five, only registered two hits and had a tough time facing Charlie Morton. But Miami did get some runs on the board in the sixth inning with a Miguel Rojas RBI single and an RBI fielder's choice from Alfaro, cutting deficit down 5-2. And Atlanta weren't done yet. As in the sixth, this is probably the most incredible part before we get to the end of the game. Freddie Freeman hit a two-run homer in the sixth inning to increase their lead 7-2. And with that home run, Freddie Freeman also hit for the cycle, which is insane because it only happened in six innings. You would think with a cycle, maybe eighth, ninth inning, but six innings, back-to-back-to-back hit. So a single, double, triple, and a home run, his second of his career and his seventh cycle in Braves history.
2-1. There's a fly ball out to center field. De La Cruz going back. He's at the wall, and Freddie Freeman has completed a cycle with a two-run home run to dead center field.
But Miami did add a run in the seventh with a ground-out RBI to cut the lead 7-3. But it was not enough as Atlanta added four more runs in the eighth inning, making 11-3 until the bottom of the ninth. This is where things definitely get interesting. As in the ninth inning, it all started. We got a Brian De La Cruz sack fly, which scored Isan Diaz. Then we got a Jeff Chisholm single, putting Alex Jackson score, had Sandy Leon to third. We had a single from Jesus Aguilar, which scored both Sandy and Jazz Chisholm. And with Aguilar in first base, it was a Jesus back-to-back score as Jesus Sanchez, with his fourth home run of the year, brought the lead down to 2. The Marlins brought 6 runs from 11-3, 11-9. This was insane. It brought so much hope. This was incredible to see, but it was just too little, too late, as the Marlins cannot get those 2 extra runs as Alex Jackson struck out in the bottom of the ninth against his former team. But it was not enough to get the job done against the Braves. And the Marlins, well, they were swept in this series against Atlanta. But next up from Miami is tonight at 7:10 p.m. where the Marlins will face the Reds in the first game of a 4-game series. And the starters for that game tonight are Zach Thompson and former Marlin, pitching for the Reds, Luis Castillo. Should be a great matchup. Hopefully the Marlins can get back on track after this series with the Braves. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.